Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. Today we're going to take a look at using GoLive CS2 to create pure CSS layouts. That's using CSS to lay your website out. It's a very, very nice way to lay your website out. It is laying your website out without tables, and using CSS allows your site to change based on the user's resolution, excuse me. So if the person using a widescreen monitor, your page will spread out. If the person using a very tiny monitor, the monitor or the size of the site shrinks in. Now, using CSS is a very good, and matter of fact, it's the ideal way to design web pages that will be used or viewed on PDAs and cell phones and things like that, because virtually every one of those screen sizes is different, and the website has to shrink down to be very small and come back to being bigger for some screens, and then even get big again if somebody views it on their computer. And Opera's website is actually a prime example of that, because they use the same website for handheld devices such as phones and PDAs that they have that you can view on your computer. And it's just using this layout, you can have the site shrink down smaller, get bigger. So CSS is very good for laying your site out, and you can still style the elements in your site such as images, text, links, all that kind of stuff. So CSS is really, really powerful, and it's really good at doing this kind of thing. Now in GoLive, and this is new to CS2, GoLive has included these objects called liquid layouts, and what they are CSS boxes, basically, are boxed layouts of different CSS layouts. So you can have a complete CSS layout and not have to hand code a word of CSS, which is very nice for those of you that don't know how to code or don't like to code or whatever it may be. So let's check them out real quick. Come over here into your different tools and select the CSS tool set. Now you can see you have all these different CSS layouts. Let's just roll over one, and you can see it gives us a little description. Three columns with a scaling center. That means that the two columns on the outside are fixed, and the column in the center scales in and out. So, for instance, this is the scaling center. I'm using this layout, as a matter of fact, and it's the one we're going to use. I've got two fixed edges which hold my images, and then here in the middle is the text. So if the person's using a tiny screen, like I have here, it's going to be very scrunched together, very crunched into the middle, uncomfortable and jumbled, not spread out. If somebody's using a widescreen, it will spread out. It will, you know, widen out, and all the words will reorder themselves, and it's very nice. So as we're going to take a look at doing. Now, it's very easy to use these, and again, you don't have to know any hand-coded CSS. You just drag these boxes in, and you work with them. So I'm going to delete this CSS box we have here. And we're going to drag this one, the three columns of the scaling center. Now this is not the only one they have here. You can see they've got a fixed left column and the scaling right column, and there's a fixed right column and scaling left, and there's three liquid columns and a padded box and navigation rows and two liquid columns. So this is what they have here as far as CSS layouts. So it's very, very nice what GoLive has done here. Especially for those of you that don't know how to use CSS or want to get into CSS, don't like coding, whatever it may be, this makes it very easy. So we're just going to drag the three columns of the scaling center out, and here we go. We have these, and right here we have, I can actually, let me bring the inspector palette into view here. We have our left column width, which is 100, our right column width, which is also 100, and our height, which is 100 pixels. I wouldn't really worry about the height, although if you're going to set a background image, you're going to need to change the height, because it will only show 100 pixels of your background image. What I would do in that case is change it to percentage and set it to 100%, so the height is 100% of the viewer's window. I'm going to leave it as pixels for the time being. And we need to do a little bit of editing here before we get our images in here, so let's take a look at that. Let's change this layout so we can start using it. I'm going to select the entire layout just by clicking the outside edge, and I'm going to change the size of my left column to 200 pixels wide, and I'm also going to change my right column to 200 pixels wide, because I've got two images that I want to drop in there which are both 200 pixels wide. I have them. Where do I have them? I have them not in my images folder, probably here in private. Well, I've got one of them. I've got this image called Bottle on Beach, and I'm just going to drag it out and drop it right in there. That's one of them. And let's come up here to About JW, and I have this writing image, which I'll drop in over there. Now, you probably can't see this on this video that I'm making, but if you're following along, you can see a dotted line, and that is that 100 pixel mark of where this height, the height of this CSS box ends. Okay, so if I bring the inspector palette in here and we increase this to 150, or I'm not going to do quite 150 because these images are 150 and that line would disappear. I'm going to do 140, and you can see that line moves down. So again, I just suggest you do 100% of the viewer's window. That'll just make it easier, and you won't really have to worry about it then. Now I'm going to open up the travel index.html page. I'm just basically grabbing some text here. Just going to grab this text, and we're going to throw it here into the middle. I'm going to close that, and I'm going to center align this text. I'm going to paste it into there, and you can see it goes down quite a bit. And it goes down beyond our 100 pixels, which you may have noticed. And I'm going to save this now. Let's preview this in a browser. Oh, here we go. I have Firefox opened, and this is our CSS site. Now check this out. I'm going to grab this, and I'm going to scale it to about half size. You can see all the text has changed, so the images are still there, but the text has gotten much smaller. Whoops. Now if I grab it again, and I can drag it out even wider, now I'm dragging off screen, but you can see the text keeps spreading out the more I get wider and wider and wider, and if I come back in, the text continually readjusts itself, and so do those images that are placed inside the text. You can see the text just wraps right around them like nothing's going on at all. And that's a CSS layout. It's really easy to do. Now I'm going to show you how to do a little bit more with your CSS layout. Let's come up here to the CSS editor. It's all the way over on the right hand side, almost at the top. It looks like a little set of steps, a couple little color swatches. Select that. Now you can see that we have four objects in here. One of them is the contents of our CSS box. One of them is the left box. One of them is the right box. One of them is the box in the middle, and that's the one with our text in it. Now we also notice probably that it says, well, col box left, column box left, underscore 1495737. That's not very descriptive as far as a name of our CSS object. And if we were to place several of these CSS boxes on our page, let's say we had a padded box for our header and some two liquid columns maybe, or some navigation rows, and we started really building a CSS site and made it more complicated, we would quickly lose track of what is what. Okay, it's very easy with this site because there's only one thing, but I'm going to show you how you can keep track. Select that CSS box, and up here in the inspector palette, you can see we have type and we have ID. This is the ID of our CSS object. Yes, I know my Go Live says type, but that should say ID, and sadly, I have no idea why it says type. It's really kind of puzzling, but that's beside the point. This is absolutely positively the ID input text field here, so we're going to type main content CSS box. Actually, just main content, because we probably won't even see CSS box. And you could do something like header, if it was your header box or your footer or sub-content boxes, whatever. But one thing you have to make sure you do is hit enter after you type it in. If you don't hit enter, it's not going to change it. Now I'll come back to the CSS editor, and you can see we have column content for main content. Now, if we were to have a second CSS box, we could be able to tell that, okay, this is our main content box, and whatever's down here is some other content box. So, some of the things you can do in here, just to quickly give you an example, with the content, you can change all the content. Any content you put in this entire box, you can change the font, or the font color, excuse me. We're going to leave it as nearly black, or 100% black. Another thing you can do is, let's select column box middle and go to the background properties, and we could give this a background color, okay, a light tan, just like that. And that's just the column box middle. Now if we wanted to give the entire thing that tan, we'd go to main content, and give it that tan, and all of our CSS box would have that tan. So there's just a lot of things you can play around with here in the CSS editor. And just remember, when you're done editing one, select the white space and it's going to bring you back to here, and you can select any of the others, or you can just select them right from one another. But if you're going to create some other kind of style, you can do that. Just click on the white area and it's going to bring you back to the original CSS editor dialog box. Now remember to save it, Command or Control C, close your CSS editor. That also saves the page. And that's it. That's how you use CSS layouts. So I encourage you to play around in the CSS editor to find out all kinds of cool things you can do with CSS and designing your site. And that's it for this one. I hope you've learned something. I hope you enjoyed it. Please go check out the site. That's www.tutvid.com. Thank you very much for watching.